You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
These lines are jam-packed with folks who want to play Rattle Off. Who's starting off today? It's this dude, John. Hello, John. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
What are you doing today? What's going on?
Well, I'm just driving around. I got to make a delivery, and then I got some appointments and just working like you guys.
You're a busy dude.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
What are you dropping off? What's your delivery?
I'm delivering gifts for some of my clients. So they're actually really cool speakers.
Oh.
Like smart speakers?
A little Bluetooth?
They're just, music. Yeah, to play music on. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Clients, what do you do for a living?
I sell promotional products.
Oh, very good.
Hats and shirts and speakers and pens and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, people
love
pens.
So you got a big discount on those speakers is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly.
Yeah. Work those deals, man.
I would say we know that we need to get your information for when we finally get to put out Dom and Jeremy shirts again, but that's a joke. We'll never be able to do that.
Sorry. So. We don't need your number.
So never mind.
We'll just make some for you for fun.
Yeah, for fun, Dom.
We did a thing a few years ago where we had listeners design our new Dom and Jeremy logo. So maybe it's time to do that again.
Too. Yeah, could be.
Happy to help you.
John, you're a good man. You ready to play some Rattle Off with us?
Yeah, but, I have an issue with it. I need an easy one.
Well, I would say everybody has that issue. This is just the order they come up in, so... Here's yours. The letter that you're going to be working with is the letter B, as in basketball. B, as in boy, as in your boys in the morning.
I got it.
In 10 seconds, John, we need 5 Colorado cities or towns that begin with the letter B. Colorado towns that start with B. Ready? And go.
I can't even think of one. One is Birchhead. Brighton.
Yep.
I'm out. I can't think of any others.
You're going to kick yourself when I say Boulder.
That's a biggie.
Yeah, I know.
Did you say Breckenridge?
Nope. Breckenridge.
Nope.
Yeah,
no Breckenridge.
Oh, man.
Listen,
I have a question for you. What was the answer to the Mindbender this morning?
Why aren't you a member of the Mindbender Club? You would have it emailed to you every single day.
Yeah, I know.
What's wrong with you, John?
All right, I'll do that as soon as I get off.
He's busy delivering speakers. It was mozzarella sticks, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't mozzarella sticks.
It was, the winning answer this morning was a pimple.
A temple?
A pimple, like a pimple on your face,
you know.
Zit.
Oh, I see. So they took work off for that, huh?
Yep.
They didn't go to work because of a pimple. Have you ever been there?
No.
Okay.
All right.
He's got sparkling, clean
skin.
I can see taking a day off for golf.
Okay.
All right, John.
John, we've enjoyed talking with you, buddy. Drive carefully, okay?
Have a good day.
See you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. Christine, have you ever taken off work because of a facial blemish?
I have, yes. Actually, it was a cold sore versus a pimple.
Oh, God, yeah. You'd need to take a month off for that.
Sure do.
Yuck.
It was embarrassing.
Yeah, those are kind of nasty.
Where was it? Was it right there next to your mouth, right by the nose?
Yeah, it was right under my nose and above my lip. It was horrible, and it was huge.
Big, juicy one, huh?
Man.
No kisses for you.
Nope, none of those.
Knock on wood, I'm an old guy. I've never had one cold sore in my life.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Lucky you.
You're due.
I know. I'm very fortunate. I take, count my blessings. What are you doing today there, old cold sore? What are you doing?
Working. Just stepped away from the phone so that I can do this call.
I like that.
All right. Company time.
Good. Yeah. The boss will understand.
Hopefully.
Jeremy was talking about one of these during the trending report, so let's see how you do with, in 10 seconds, 5 types of breakfast pastries. 5 different types of breakfast pastries. Ready? And go.
Pop-Tarts, croissants, donuts, apple fritter, bear claw, Krispy Kreme donuts.
You know, I think I've got a. I think I got to give all that.
All
to
of them,
you.
Yeah.
And I have to say that, Christine, you're a winner!
Yay!
Yay for
Finally
you!
Finally, I win something.
Finally, Yay. You do. What's your favorite of all the breakfast pastries?
Probably a croissant.
Mm. That's my least. That'd be at the bottom of the list.
I would say Krispy Kreme donut. I don't eat a lot of breakfast pastries at breakfast time.
Right,
just eat them throughout the day, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or for, you know, nighttime. It's always great having one right before bed, you know, healthy and all.
Gretchen is hooked on croissants like you. She loves those things.
Eats them up, huh?
Nobody said Danish. Isn't that the funniest
The Danish.
Name?
Yeah, the Danish.
Yeah, probably because I can't stand Danishes. I won't even eat those like
I'm
when they're
you.
Free at those time share presentations.
Yeah.
Do you go to a lot of timeshare presentations?
I did when I was younger and stupid, but now just very rarely and only to get the free trip.
Where have you gone for free based on your timeshare meeting?
Cancun and Las Vegas.
Oh, look at that. Darn. Well done.
Just got to sit. How long did the meeting last? An hour?
No, they're closer to, they say they're going to be an hour, but they're closer to around 3.
Holy cow.
I always know that when I'm going, so I'm not
so you bring snacks.
Are you allowed to bring a book to something like that and sit there and read a book, or do they say, you know, if you do that, you don't get your free trip?
I don't know. They've never told me that.
Yeah.
You
can put earbuds in.
Kind of.
Yeah,
you could do that.
Put earbuds in and listen to
a
podcast
to an audio
or a book.
Or a podcast. Yeah, great idea, Jer. Christine, I think you are charming and delightful, and I have to tell you that you have got the prize today, my friend.
Yay!
You won
I'm
some
so
Aura Gel.
I'm so excited. I don't need any right now.
Okay.
I'm at work.
Keep
so
it
I'll
cheap.
She's good.
Having
She's got nothing breaking out on her face.
Nope.
Stand by, and Josh is going to tell you about that prize, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the show.